Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
We're losing him. Get the crash card in here.
Very good. Yes.
That one came to me in the moment. I didn't have time to prepare Carter for that.
Gosh, man. It happened.
Right. It happened live action. Welcome to Two Chunks and a Hunk, a medical grade podcast all about diagnosing close friends with terminal illnesses.
Or not terminal. Ones that are more fun than that.
No, it's sad and terminal and bad.
Mm.
That's the vibe of today's show. It's very serious.
Seems fun.
Bad.
Seems fun. Who are you? Say a name.
I'm Jordan. And today, that's all I'll be. That's all any of us can be.
I'm Doge. And just to keep us inspired, I do want to share a quote from Anthony Doerr. I think there is a connection between thinking and fishing, mostly because you spend a lot of time up to your waist in water without a whole lot to keep your mind busy. So just return back to the land, dig up the earth, fish, you know, be at one with nature in these trying times.
Avatar 3.
Dude, they get funnier every time.
I'm Carter, and I'd rather entertain and hope that people learn than teach and hope that people are entertained.
Wow.
Wow.
Is that a you quote? Is that a Carter or Ridgie?
I wish, man. I wish. I get so country when I wish. That's Walt Disney. That's a Walt Disney quote.
I wish.
When you wish upon a star. R.I.P. Toby Keith.
That's for real.
Disney man, come on.
Anyways, I'm trying to hit them all here. I'm trying to do it.
Oh, I don't know why that got me so bad, dude.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a love story, baby. Just say yes. R.I.P. Toby. Miss you,
R.I.P. Toby, dude.
Toby was a real one.
Any country song.
He was a real one for that.
Later, Tobes.
Carter, how are you feeling, man? You okay?
Yeah, I'm a bit concerned. It's one of those things to where like I'm learning a lot about how to like assess my own needs and my body and my health, but I can't help but be a bit influenced by maybe what other people say when I look up Walt MD.
Yeah,
it's not the best
Walt
news.
Walter Michael Disney.
That's him. When I'm hitting up that website. Yeah, I had a moment to where I had a bit of a realization that I go to Disney.
I'm glad that you got to this point.
Yeah, it's almost a trope of the pot of like, Carter's going to be gone. Wonder where he's going. Most of the time, you're right. If I'm leaving
usually
for an extended period of time, it's to Disney World. And when I texted you guys about this concern, my dear friends, I had mentioned that I'd gone five times since we'd been together on this podcast. I think it's actually seven.
That sounds more
right. I was
about
to say.
That sounds more right.
Because we've been doing this show together since 2018, which is 6 years. Mm. And there was a year you went twice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's been a couple years of that.
Sounds more right.
So I think this is this is the seventh time the visit that I'm about to have. And so
Okay.
I hear some terms thrown out there. I've heard the term Disney adult.
Yeah, okay. Man, that's heavy.
And in my mind, I'm like,
that's tight.
You know, like each tribe has the extreme, you know? It's like, do you like Taylor Swift or are you a Swiftie? Right. You a Gaga fan or are you a little monster? It's like,
I don't know. All of them. I'm a little stinker. I'm a little stinker. I'm a little goof.
Yeah, you know, we've been worried about you for a while, but it's one of the, how do you bring it up? You know, like how do you look at your friend? Yeah. How do you sit your friend down and say, like, we are afraid that you are a Disney adult?
How do you define a Disney adult, Carter?
I meant to look.
Because you asked us if we should diagnose you.
I think
you asked
we aim to like, do that
am
today,
I this?
Yeah? Yeah. When I had looked it up, because someone had defended me. I had had a friend or something, or maybe even Chelsea, my wife.
My wife.
Someone had called us a Disney adult and just like kind of just threw that out there. And there were people that knew us that were like, why, as if it was something we needed to be protected from.
No, they're cool. Don't say that.
I'll use the Wikipedia definition.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm looking at that and it's pretty damning, Carter.
Yeah. A Disney adult
pretty
is
darning.
An adult
it's pretty
who is a devout fan of the Walt Disney Company. Common hobbies of Disney adults includes visiting Disney theme parks, collecting Disney merchandise, cosplaying as Disney characters, and consuming content on the Disney Plus streaming services.
Ooh. Yeah, bud. Obviously, this is like a pretty serious
short episode
diagnosis.
Yes, to end today's episode.
I don't think that we should be flippant about this. I don't think that we should be dismissive and like silly. It's not funny. It's scary when your friend is on the precipice of this level of cringe. I think you need to really watch out. Brothers bearing brothers' burdens, you know? Am I my brother's keeper? Yeah. Today I am.
Sure. I can't carry Disney for you, but I can carry you, Mr. Carter.
So, Carter, here's the thing. I have consulted with a panel of some of the finest physicians in the world.
Did you prepare a test? Like questions?
I prepared a lengthy and I think definitive questionnaire.
Okay.
Now, Carter, I do want you to know before we begin this test is only as honest as the answers given.
Sure. Mm.
If you're not willing to be vulnerable and truthful here.
This is something that I have prayed about. It is something that I knew that I wanted to come in and be genuine. And I'm not trying to say I'm using this platform to show my bravery that like other people, but I do hope that this reaches
people. People are saying that. Yeah.
I hope that there is like, if I'm not as vulnerable as I can be, then any impact that this could have for other Disney adults would be diluted. And so,
I would much rather you as my friend be a poster child than a warning, you know?
Yeah.
So just to step outside the bit for a moment, what do we feel is bad about being a Disney adult? Why would you not want to be a Disney adult?
I got one more for you.
Yeah.
Dork.
Like dorks. We love like
you
the
dorky.
Con.
You dorks.
Like Comic-Con cultures, things like that. I would be down to like cosplay something.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think we are probably not really differentiated enough from the Disney adult sort of fandom to be like, they're dorky and weird.
Can you listeners hear Doge coming down with a fever right now? He's got the beginning of the same thing. This is why we are doing this.
Yeah. I also think too, it's like, if there's a fear, it's that it's like my identity. I think some Disney adults, it's like, that's it.
See, I can get on board with that. If that's the only thing about you, there better be something else about you.
Right.
I've just seen too many TikToks and videos of grown adults dropping to their knees and weeping in front of Cinderella's castle as though they have entered the pearly gates.
Nah, I'm not trying to yuck anybody's yum. If it's a big deal to you, it's a big deal to you. But if it's the only thing about you, that's yikes.
No, I disagree. I think that you can enjoy Disney World without turning it into a spectacle of yourself when you arrive.
Sure.
Sure.
So, you know, that's where I'm at.
Is at the end of this, I can have some more confidence in, like, if someone I didn't know was hanging out with me for a day, would they leave and be like, man, I think that dude's like a Disney adult. He sure loves Disney.
Okay. I have, to help us with our diagnosis, I've just prepared four questions.
Okay.
And I will ask you throughout the episode today, one question at a time. And your answers to these questions will determine to me. I know Jordan's particular methodology takes a lot of talking. Mine is the answer to four questions, and I'll be able to know right away.
Do we have competing are we having competing thermometers?
I don't know.
Here?
I wasn't under the impression that anybody else was doing this. So I'm finding
it's
out.
Supplemental
right now.
Diagnoses. Supplemental diagnoses. I think.
Okay. You know how normally you get two doctors in the same room and one's like different tests.
You know
good
how,
doc, bad
you know
doc.
How if you get something. You know how if you get something going wrong with you, you're like, maybe I should get a second opinion.
At the same
you're getting a
time
second opinion
in the same room.
Right now. Right now.
I do feel like there's something. There's some heat to a good doc, bad doc bit.
Well, my test is 11 anyways. Questions, so.
Great. I'm ready to find it. And I'm guessing this is measurable. There's like a certain amount if I answer a certain way.
At the end of this
diagnosed.
Test, we will know the answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is huge.
Are you ready to begin, Carter?
Let's do this.
Do we have your consent to share your medical history with the entirety of the world?
I'll scroll all the way down. Scroll, scroll, scroll. Tried to click agree earlier. It said, nope, you got to scroll all of it. Scrolling all the way down.
You got to read it. We know you didn't read it.
I agree.
Okay, great. Question number one. Carter, to the nearest dollar, do you think that you know the price of a Dole Whip?
Ooh.
We're wanting me to guess the price of a Dole Whip.
I'm
guess the price
you
of a Dole
to
Whip.
Tell me the price of a Dole Whip without looking it up. To the nearest dollar.
$7.50.
You're closer than you'd probably like to be, but that's far enough away that I'm not worried after one question.
Yeah, that's okay.
Carter, the going price of a Dole Whip, I believe, is $5.78, according to.
I see $6.49.
Okay. So we've already got conflicting answers.
The Disney food blog.
But either way.
Either
way, the margin of error there is enough to where I'm not immediately concerned.
I love ice cream. I love pineapple flavor. I do not like Dole Whips. I cannot.
That's a good sign.
I cannot do the portion that a Dole Whip is. It is so big, and it is too. I think at my age, I start getting the sour belly with all that.
It is. It is the iced treat equivalent of cotton candy.
Yeah, I was bummed that I didn't like.
Just a bite'll do you.
Yeah. It's about all I need. Okay, this is a good sign, Carter. I am hopeful
good.
For you after one question. Question number two, close your eyes. Can you accurately describe the route from the front gate to Space Mountain?
All right, so here's what we're going to do. This is at Disney World, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at Disney World. Why would we
I'm
ever
walking
talk about
through,
Disneyland?
Hang on, Jordan, do you know if he's getting this right?
No.
He could say anything.
Yeah.
As I enter the gates... I'm usually going to enter on the left side. There's a couple of entrances, but I'm going to enter on the left. Train, which hadn't been running for a while. I think it's going to be running when we get back. Walking under the bridge that has the train station. Look at that. Main Street, USA. We're here. There's our fountains to the right. Some benches around the area. Popcorn machines there. It's always been there. Walt always wanted it that way. Walking down Main Street, there's the castle. It's so big. There's that hidden Starbucks because they don't want you to know. They actually have a deal with Starbucks. Mm-hmm. They want to make it look like everything else. Going past that, and then I take a right into Tomorrowland. On my right, I'm passing that big cafeteria where that crazy dragon is playing the keyboard in his animatronic ways. He's still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken tendies galore. Make sure if you're going to order that, mobile order so that you can walk right up to it. Going down, passing across a bridge. On my right, I've got Buzz Lightyear's little laser game that you can play. Monsters, Inc. laugh floor. Just ahead is the rocket ship that you can like get on, and like it's going up and down. It's what a ride. Over there on the left is where you'll have Space Mountain. On the right, though, is what's the most important thing. Carousel of Progress, which actually has no signs of progress at all. It is the most offensive thing I've ever seen. But straight ahead,
Country
yeah,
Bear Jamboree,
Space Mountain, but right there. Good bathrooms right by it. Water station in front to refill your boy.
So, Carter, I did look at the Magic Kingdom map, and you are 100% correct.
Yep.
It's a bad sign.
That's not good.
That's a bad sign. Doge, do you want to ask your first question?
Yeah, we'll go. My first question, the sort of homeopathic doctor route. Like, I know this one's science. Mine is how I'm checking your chakras, your energies, all of that stuff. Which Disney character has been described as, quote, a lanky city mouse whose debonair behavior hides a conniving personality? Which Disney character has been described as, quote, a lanky city mouse whose debonair behavior hides a conniving personality?
Whose debonair behavior hides a conniving personality? I have not known Mickey himself to be conniving. Mm-mm. When we talk about Disney, we're not talking about just those original, what do they call them, the Fab Five? That's Sakuromo, Tan,
yeah.
Bobby,
yeah, exactly.
Mickey, Anthony.
Which Disney character has been described as, quote, a lanky city mouse whose debonair behavior hides a conniving personality?
I don't know. A lanky city mouse?
Whose debonair behavior hides a conniving personality?
Can I answer? I think I know.
All I can think of is a rat.
He just keeps saying no.
Of Radican. It's not that. I was thinking like Mouse Detective or something older like that. No.
You out?
Yeah, I'm out. I don't know.
That's a good sign. Jordan, you want to try?
Is it Mortimer Mouse?
It is Mortimer Mouse.
Yeah, I don't... Doge, I don't want to doubt your methods here, but... Oh. If it doesn't exist at Disney World, I don't think you could find Mortimer Mouse at Disney World anywhere.
Mortimer Mouse is a Disney character.
I understand that. So is
Disney adults love Disney characters. Common hobbies of Disney adults include visiting Disney theme parks, collecting Disney merchandise, cosplaying as Disney characters, of which Mortimer Mouse is one, and consuming content on the Disney Plus streaming service, where Mortimer Mouse can be found.
I'm just saying, I think what we're seeing is the difference
between
medicine
and not know how to navigate the Vatican. You know what I'm saying?
Medicine and essential oils, I think, is what we're seeing the difference between here.
Absolutely. This is a homeopathic treatment.
Moving on.
Okay.
Moving on to the next section of the test. Remember, you have to answer honestly. Do you bring Disney-themed clothing with you when you go to the parks?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Chelsea and I, a few days before, probably a week before, I said, hey, Google, play runway music. And it did. There's a playlist that is just like night beats, model show type thing. And we kind of went through, decided what we're going to do. That's already been put to the side to pack. Yes, every day I'll be wearing a Disney themed thing.
Is it like licensed? Like this is a picture of Buzz Lightyear, or is like this is green and white to hint at?
Well, hold on. You're getting ahead of me. You're getting ahead of me here.
Okay, sorry.
My next question, without Googling, can you please explain the concept of bounding?
Without Googling, can I explain the concept of bounding?
Mm-hmm. Disney bounding,
also called Disney bounding. Yeah.
Really, this was a play on something that happens in Roshar. There were the Knights Radiant, and they had something called Surge Binding, which allows you to do a myriad of things that I'm really still learning the extent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But with Disney, really what happens here is you would go to a park, you would navigate that park. And if you happen to see a character walking around, you could touch them and they would just fall up forever and die in space.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
So, yeah. It's crazy that they added that feature to the park. That feels like something that I wouldn't let into the park, but they were like, this is important for the guest experience.
From what I understand. I was just going to explain bounding for those listening.
I do want to say something really quick because it's on the very top of my mind.
Yeah.
That I have to share with the two of you, but I need, for the sake of our people who are Brando Sando fans, Doge, if you don't mind editing this out. I think it would be fun to like do a little beep over what I'm about to tell you.
Okay. Like you did a big cuss.
But it's a big moment that I just read, and I'm just going to give you two words. Okay? You ready?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That just happened for me. And I know that I shared about this. But yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, tell me what bounding.
Bounding is like a concept that the parks came up with because they don't want people to come in like full cosplay because they don't want to confuse kids, I guess. So like they don't want a kid to see a Buzz Lightyear and run up and be like, Buzz. And then some dude's like, not this one. And then they're like, ew. So it's like, if you want to dress up, quote unquote, as a character, you have to just sort of evoke the vibe of the character and not do a full costume of the character if you're just a normie at the park. And they call, for whatever reason, Disney like, people call it Disney bounding. I don't know why.
Like you might wear like the mouse ears hat and a solid black shirt and red pants. Yeah. And that's your Mickey costume. That's your Disney bounding Mickey costume.
Just, you can't face paint.
Yeah, you can't.
This is actually, this has backfired on the doctors because we were like, is this a symptom you have? And he's like, no. And we're like, cool, because we have it, because we know what it is.
No, you the
much like a doctor, I went
to
medical school.
Yeah. I would imagine that this is those that are exempt are like little kids, because there's a whole like bippity boppity boutique so that girls can look, or anyone 100%. Can look like a princess, Disney princess. Okay,
correct.
They're not going to kick somebody out for dressing like Elsa if they're under
that,
6 years old.
I thought that was Belle.
No. Yeah.
They're hiring young these days.
Okay. There is a really cute video, and I might be diagnosing myself here. There is a really cute video of this little girl that dressed like Flounder. The Ariel character saw her and told her, like, hey, just follow me around the park for a while. Wouldn't that be fun? And so here's Ariel and then this little like 3-year-old
waddly
flounder that's
amazing.
Just waddling
that's
around
really cute.
And everybody's getting photos now with both of them.
That's really sweet.
Yeah. Child labor.
I hope Lil Flounder got the bag for that. Just right? charge for that. Don't do that for free.
Lil Flounder.
Moving on. Carter, how many pairs of Mickey ears do you own?
Zero.
Okay.
That's a good sign. Mm-mm. Ooh.
No, yeah,
so
zero.
So confident he was.
I own zero.
Okay, good.
I have a hat that's a Goofy hat. It has like Goofy ears that fall down.
That's
like long.
It's not the same, but it's almost
it's the same.
It is. We're going to find out that like it's a coin flip of whether I am or not.
I think we are probably
like right in the middle.
Doge, do you want to ask your second question?
I do. Yeah, I have another. Let me just pass it over to the homeopathic doctor here. Smell the smelling salt. Search within your heart and ask yourself the answer to this question. What famous Disney character has the catchphrase ha cha cha?
I can hear it. I can see it.
What famous Disney character has the catchphrase ha cha cha?
Ha cha cha. I feel like it's coming out.
Ha cha cha.
I feel like it's coming out like a ha cha cha. Ha cha cha.
Yours is just obscure Disney trivia.
Ha-cha-cha.
A Disney adult would know this.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I can hear it. I can hear it in my head, but I don't know who's ha-cha-cha.
I think Disney adults.
Do you know the
like
answer to this one, Jordan?
Like, no, I don't. I have no idea who that is.
This is Mortimer Mouse.
Be Mortimer Mouse.
This is great.
That's good. You're failing the homeopathic test. So like for me, your vibe does not seem off. Your energies seem great.
Doctor
great,
said I have you. Crohn's disease, but the guy with the oil says I'm probably fine. So I
yeah, I'm good.
Moving on. Okay. As an adult, have you gotten a character autograph?
No.
Ooh, good.
Okay. Follow-up question.
No autographs.
This is part B to that same question. If the line was short enough, would you?
No.
Okay. No. Next question.
Well, I think if I ever did, it would be for somebody else. I have no interest in having an autograph for myself.
That's fair.
Can you
like
imagine
if there was a Powerline character, I would do that for you, Jordan. Yeah. I would get a Powerline autograph.
I appreciate
for you.
That. And I would love that. Thank you.
If you, as an adult, if the line was short enough and you go up in line and you're like, wow, Gaston, nice to meet you. Do you talk to him as if he's Gaston or just like, hey, man, that's a cool Gaston costume?
No. I talk to him as if he's Gaston.
Does he have to respond like, that's not my costume, that's me?
He would definitely have to respond like that for sure. He'd have to
if
be like,
there was
what
ever
is this
a character
you speak
like,
of?
Yeah. Yeah.
Socially, I can't imagine that. Like both of us know that's just a dude in a Gaston costume, but neither of us is allowed to address the fact that it's not actually Gaston.
That dude's name is Grant. He lives in an apartment.
Yeah. He's going to go home and play PlayStation tonight.
Yeah. I would love, if I was ever to be a character, I would love to be Gaston. That would be so fun.
You'd be a great
one of my favorites to see is the stepsisters from Cinderella. Because they get to just walk around and be jerks.
Mm-hmm. And their dresses make it look like their butts are a shelf.
Pretty much, yeah.
You just rest a drink up there. Moving on. Carter, do you cry at the closing ceremony fireworks show?
Every time. Every time.
I think that has less to do with Carter's affinity for Disney and Carter's willingness to access his crying emotion.
Someone's never
Carter
heard
cries
of comorbidities.
Carter cries at stuff.
I do cry at stuff.
Someone y'all, is unaware of how different illnesses interact with each other.
The Grammys. I don't know if y'all watched the Grammys.
No.
Joni Mitchell came out and sang at the Grammys for the first time. And it was like Jacob Collier was playing piano. Brandi Carlile was up there accompanying her on guitar. And it was this 86. I think she's in her 80s.
Yeah.
Singing, and I lost it. I could not hold back. It's like when you get to the point to where you're like, it's going to make noise. My voice is going to make noise. And I just let it happen. It kind of turned into a laugh, but Chelsea knew. And the worst thing is, like, people that know that I cry at things, like, I could be fine, and then you look at me, and then I'm, y'all, I was so tired. I wept so much. Yeah. And Tracy Chapman played Fast Car with Luke Combs. Yeah. I lost my mind on that too.
Yeah, that was cool. I have seen the video of that. That's extremely cool.
Anyways. Yes, dude. I cry at that thing.
Yeah.
All the time.
It's good, yeah, man.
I thought so.
It's good. Next question. Have you ever unironically described Disney World as, quote, the most magical place on earth?
It's bonus points if you have done that on our podcast.
For unironically.
Mm-hmm.
Verbatim?
I mean, as close as you're willing to offer.
Yeah, dude.
I think.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Doge, do you want to give us question number three?
I would love to give you question number three. You're doing great on my exam so far.
Thank you. And then we hit that ad break, maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, we're pretty close to the end.
I just need a break. But I don't know if you understand.
Yeah, Carter needs a little break.
I'm exhausted. Okay.
Yeah. Do you need a break before the third question? We can come back from the ad break with
We can come back from the ad break with the third question.
Let's
go to chat announcements now. If you or someone you know has been diagnosed with Disney Adult, please take it seriously. Please reach out for help. There's support. There's a future. There is hope. Call us now. Welcome to Shout Announcements, the part of the show where we give shout outs and make announcements. Normally we make a lot of jokes here, but this is pretty serious. Disney Adult is running rampant. Numbers are at an all-time high. People are grasping through time to reclaim their childhood. Take it seriously.
Did you ever stop to wonder if it's maybe because everything's so bad right now?
Oh, I'm certain. I'm certain that it. I don't have to.
Maybe
stop
it's because everything's so bad right now.
I'm certain that that's probably.
I'm pretty sure heroin was introduced when a lot of things were bad too. So,
yeah,
and that's awesome.
You know,
dude, and that's awesome.
We love that. That's my favorite snack.
And I'll probably bring like a plate of heroin for everybody.
I just got some heroin in the crock pot. I'm going to give it about 8 hours and it'll be ready for dipping.
Slow and low, baby. Slow and low. Did you bring the pita chips for the heroin?
Have you ever had anything bad out of a crock pot?
I've had things.
Of course, at that point, it would be crack pot. See?
Damn. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I have had bad things out of a crock pot. To answer your question, I did
you
once.
Have.
I read a recipe online for macaroni and cheese in the crock pot. That's easy. You put it in the beginning of the day. And I went and it was, at the end of the day, it was cheese mush. It was like the consistency of mashed potatoes. The noodles disintegrated.
Yeah, anything
tasted
starchy.
Pretty good though.
Anything starchy is no good in the crock pot. We tried to do like this recipe that we saw that was basically like deconstructed stuffed bell peppers. So it had like, you know.
Ooh, that's called mush.
It was like meat and peppers and onions and some seasonings and flavors and all the good stuff. Some rice was the downfall of the whole thing.
Ooh.
It just became like.
You know, rice is tough in a crock pot.
Porridge. It became like stuffed pepper porridge. It was gross.
Gross.
For the most part, though, as long as you kind of know within which boundaries to stay, crock pot hits every time.
Yeah.
Love a crock pot meal.
Love it.
Crock pot's great for meal prep, too. Cook some.
You know what else is great for
cook some
meal
chicken
prep?
Breast and some chicken stock and then just shred it up and put it on whatever you want. What else is great for meal prep?
The Two Chunks Movie Club. We're going to see Dune in March.
Be ready for it. Be ready for it. Pretty sure that, I mean, that's going to be IMAX, right? Gotta be.
It's gotta be IMAX.
Gotta
I'm not going to go.
You think I'm going to? You think I want to be transported to the desert sands of Arrakis on a small screen,
dude? I think I'm trying to see a sand grub.
I'm trying to see a sand worm, dude.
I'm going to love this movie. By the way, the is it a media junket? Is that what they call when you're like they're going around pitching the movie? Listen, the foursome here of Zendaya, Timmy, Austin Butler, and Florence Pugh. It's just like they took the most gorgeous, talented of a generation. Of course I knew they were all in the same movie together, but when they just all get to be charming together, I'm just like, dang, dude. Yeah. That's not fair. And then it's like, oh, also Josh Brolin. Oh, yeah. Oh, Dave Bautista as well. Man, it's going to be so good. All I need, though, is if I get one more of those, that's why you go to IMAX. To hear that deep,
you got
to
feel it.
Harkonnen, rattle.
So for the Two Chunks Movie Club, we will be going to see Dune, and we will be letting you know on Discord what theater, what showtime we're going to. So hop on over to that $5 level if you want to go to the movies with us.
Please.
That's it. That's all I have to say.
There it is.
That's it.
We're back. The test has resumed. What Disney character would you say?
Mortimer Mouse.
Is the exact opposite of Mickey Mouse.
Mortimer, I would.
Now think about your answer. Mortimer Mouse is the opposite of Mickey Mouse. Okay.
No, I'm changing my mind. Who is the opposite of Mickey Mouse?
Who is the opposite of Mickey Mouse?
Oh.
It's not a hard question. Who's the opposite of Mickey?
Exact opposite of Mickey.
The perfect opposite.
Yeah, come you saw him.
What is Yekami Sam's deal? Can you describe Yekami Sam to me?
Yekami Sam.
Yekami Sam. Don't yank back.
Yekami Sam comes in, and every time Mickey's like, oh boy, he's like, yob ho.
So he's like Mickey's Wario.
Something like that.
Yob ho. He wears only a shirt, no pants. And tall white socks, no gloves.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, dude. So,
yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro.
That that was the short answer portion of the homeopathic test. You can't really get it wrong. What Disney character would you say? It's opinion based. I will say Mortimer Mouse's Wikipedia page does list him as the exact physical opposite of Mickey Mouse, but you missed it. That's good job. You got it wrong.
The real answer is Pete. The funnest answer is Bugs Bunny.
The best canon answer is Pete. Mickey small, Pete big. Mickey nice, Pete mean. Mickey
I don't,
Pete mean. Mouse.
I don't know how big Pete. Mickey's Pete is. I've never seen it.
Is Pete a... Pete's a... He's a cat?
What?
So Pete's Wikipedia page lists... Pete's Wikipedia page lists him as anthropomorphic cat.
Whoa.
Is that because he's supposed to be the opposite of Goofy?
Yeah. Pete's a cat. I thought he was like a... Like a terrier.
What? Dude, that's an effed up cat.
Dude, he's a cat.
Hello Kitty isn't. See? What a world.
That's true. Yeah,
Hello Kitty's just a lady.
That's what little girls look like. She's just a regular human little girl.
That's it.
Moving on. Next question. Do you stay in a Disney branded resort on your trips?
Always, dude. Yes.
You got to get the full experience. I'm with the patient Absolutely. On this one, Doc.
It's not your test.
Absolutely. So many perks with that. Yeah, dude. 100%. I do. We're staying at two different ones this time.
Uh-oh.
So.
Like a couple nights at one, a couple nights at the other?
Mm-hmm. It's like a half an hour.
Or separate trips.
We'll be there. We'll be there for six nights.
All right, Chelsea, I'll pick you up at the end of the week.
I see you. The first one is Art of Animation, which is like on that tier of like
cool,
most affordable, but it's still, I mean, it's awesome.
Uh-huh.
It has Skyliner access, which is great. It's just a...
That's cool.
I never get this, the word right. It's not like a... I always get gondola and ski lift mixed up for some reason. And then we go to the Cosmopolitan for the second half, which is fun.
Ooh. Cool. That's fun.
Fancy boy.
Yeah.
Next question.
Contemporary. I got it wrong. That's good. It's called the Contemporary. Cosmopolitan is in Vegas. Mm. Anyways.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's a very long sky train.
That fixed everything. Do you have a favorite bathroom in the park?
So,
mm-hmm.
Just outside of Fantasyland, you know that when you can see Rapunzel's tower.
Yeah, I think you've told me about this actually.
Yeah, you've talked about this bathroom on our show.
Mm-hmm. I just remembered.
You are just almost to the best bathroom Magic Kingdom. At Magic Kingdom. Now, there's four parks at Disney World.
Right.
The best bathroom in Hollywood Studios can be found in Batuu, which is the Star Wars land. It's great. It's one of the bigger bathrooms, so you don't have to wait on somebody. The best bathroom at Animal Kingdom
is outside.
Is in Avatar. It's in Pandora.
Hmm.
And then the best bathroom at...
Do you have to plug your ponytail into the toilet to flush it?
Yes. The best... You become one with the toilet. It's kind of hot. The best bathroom...
You give and receive your offerings give and receive. At the same time. The
best bathroom at Epcot? It's going to be in the World Showcase. Tomorrow? It's probably... I don't know. I don't know the best bathroom in Epcot. So
I went to the bathroom in the restaurant in Germany once. The buffet in Germany.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Like actual Germany? No. The one buffet
that
buffet there in the whole country?
Yeah, the buffet at Germany in Epcot is great. It's family style though, so be prepared to sit next to strangers.
In Epcot, the sodas from around the world is usually my favorite thing to see there.
So I did that. Fun. I did that for the first time at the Coke Museum in Atlanta, where they had like all the different Cokes from all around the world. I can't remember what it's called, but there is one that just tastes, the flavor is bitterness. Like that is the flavor of the drink.
Yeah. It's like bitterness. Italian or something. Yeah. I can't remember. Yeah. Spanish.
I feel like Italian and Spanish, Italian and Spanish prefer better flavors. I don't feel, I feel like it's going to be like, this is from like Iceland.
Somewhere where the sun like literally does not shine for half the year.
It's just like, I got to feel alive again. I got to wake
up. What helps with
it's
that?
Like smelling salts more for bitter. The tongue.
Yeah.
My final question for you, Carter.
Mm-hmm.
And I need you to really dig deep and be honest about this answer. For you, how long is too long to wait for a ride?
Ooh.
I'll have to tell you that has changed for me.
Okay.
Now it is about 45 to 50 minutes.
Okay.
Before Genie Plus, which is the new way of navigating the parks and setting up kind of like a dibs on when you can just show up and it doesn't take very long in line at all. Before we had that though, I would be willing to stand in line probably 80 minutes.
Okay. Not, that is not as concerning of an answer as I thought that you would have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doze, do you want to get your last question while I tally the totals here and get things figured out?
Yeah. Carter, my final question comes to you. And you've got 100% so far. You're doing great. My final question to
0%. You. 0%.
What was Mickey Mouse's original name?
Steamboat Willie.
You're locking that in.
Lock it in.
Bong Bong, Mickey Mouse's original name, was Mortimer Mouse.
Are you serious?
100%. Lillian Disney asked Walt to change it because she felt Mortimer sounded too sneaky.
What? It could have been Mortimer were it not for Lillie.
We're not for Lillian Disney.
Mortimer Mouse.
Mortimer Mouse.
Wow, dude. You got some Mortimer ears on. Mortimer's hard to say.
Right? I think Mickey's better.
Yeah.
For a mascot name.
That's a bold stance, but I think you should hold it strongly.
Carter, you failed my test. Your chakra seems perfect. Your inner self seems fully in tune with your outer self. I have treated like with like and determined that there is absolutely nothing at all to be concerned about.
Thank you so much. I will ask for a second opinion, as any responsible patient would.
I recommend it. 11 questions. Much like how all medicine is confusing. Unfortunately, in this case, a positive is the bad one. You tested positive.
It's like a COVID test. You want to fail it.
You tested positive on 6.5 out of 11 questions. That is a 59% positivity rate. It could be worse.
Gotcha.
It could be 60.
It's not
good.
Could
be 61.
But it could be worse.
Could be 62.
I will say I'm counting the 0.5 because of the Goofy hat instead of the Mickey ears. Some would say the Goofy hat is maybe even worse than the Mickey ears, but because it's sick as hell, I'm going to let it slide. Now, here's the good news in my professional opinion. Several of your answers that I counted as negative, it sounds like would have been positive test results at one point in your life. So it sounds to me, Carter, like you may have at one point been a victim of full-blown Disney adult.
Gosh.
But now...
You got the antibodies, I think. We can see you have the antibodies.
I think you may be entering remission.
This is great. This is good news. I really didn't know where this journey would take me. I think something I'm realizing too is I am a very... I know the parks really well. And it does feel like that is a... piece of Disney adultum.
Yeah.
But this has been helpful to have the combination of these two results. Nearing remission. Is there any prescription here? Is there anything that either of you would prescribe for me as I am possibly in remission. I'm guessing it might be two different prescriptions.
I'm going to text you right now a link to your prescription.
Ah, thank you. A lot of studies have found that the absolute antithesis of Disney adult is yacht rock. So I'm going to...
Hey, I'm there then.
I'm going to prescribe
I'm an anti-Disney
to
you, adult.
An afternoon of Jimmy Buffett every day while you're in Florida. And I think that'll help keep sort of the Disney at bay.
Thank you.
Jimmy Buffett adult is kind of like intellectually copyright-free Disney adult mm-hmm. to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's very similar.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Thank you, Dinoche.
Yeah, I just texted Carter the link to the disney.fandom.com page for Mortimer Mouse. There's some stuff he clearly needs to brush up on.
Thank you, Joe.
You know how doctors are like, you don't have this disease, but here's how you get it? Your cure for this disease is knowing how to get it.
Yeah.
It's inoculation theory, dude.
Yeah, I would say
start with Mortimer, work your way up.
Learn all about Mortimer so that you could decide if you want to know Mortimer.
Yeah. Do you have room in your life right now for Mortimer Mouse?
Read about Mortimer. Do not memorize it. Don't know any of it.
Read all,
it's important
learn
that you have
nothing.
The information accessible.
I can see that.
That's like the opposite to how I was in school. Read nothing, learn everything quickly. And then immediately eject it once the test is over.
Yeah, it's gone. It's gone now.
Wow. Carter, how do you feel?
Do you still like want to go to Disney World or it's kind of you're
oh,
over
yeah.
It?
For sure. I am going to look for Mortimer Mouse merch more than I
Please.
Ever have before. I couldn't have
Please.
Even told you what Mortimer Mouse looks like.
I only
honest.
Know him because of an old, do you remember those old Disney books with like the gold spine? Like the,
yeah.
So my
yeah,
grandparents
yeah.
had one that yeah. had a bunch of like old, I mean, this book was probably from like the 70s or 80s. And it just had a bunch of old characters. What's the cow's name? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Clarabelle.
Yeah. Had Clarabelle. Like Clarabelle.
Clarabelle.
And
no, Daisy's the girl duck, dude.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And it had,
jeez.
It had really old designs for Pete where he was like fuzzy.
Uh-huh.
And a lot like rounder. He was like way more bowling ball shaped and fuzzy.
Dude, it's blowing my mind that Pete's a cat, honestly.
Yeah, I don't
He's got
like
a
it.
Weird little tail that cats don't usually have.
I don't care for it.
That's what makes him Pete, dude. It's unique.
I don't care for it at all. I do think if it didn't hurt, I would dive headfirst into gold coins like Scrooge McDuck, like whenever presented with the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just sounds awesome. Wonder if there's a way to do that without it hurting a lot.
Chocolate
probably,
coins?
Probably magic. Chocolate coins is a step in the right direction, I think.
I don't think there are any officially Disney licensed Mortimer Mouse pieces of
merch. It feels like they're trying to be like, hey,
let's forget about that. We're not doing that.
You should wear, like, get a bunch of Mortimer Mouse shirts from Redbubble and just wear Mortimer Mouse shirts the whole time in Disney World.
Maybe that's the one way that cast members don't like you. Like, because they're asked to just be the nicest people in the world, but they're like, yeah, but if you see any Mortimers.
Dude, Ariel's going to try to fight you if you wear a Mortimer Mouse.
Nip that in the bud.
I can't see anything. Everything's bootleg.
I was looking up to see if Mortimer Mouse had a problematic history, just knowing Walt Disney and his whole shtick. So it seems like we're in the clear.
That's a thing.
Seems like we're safe. Right.
Mortimer Mouse, controversy.
I was just wondering if they were trying to like bury him. If they were like, don't even, you know, let's not acknowledge that Mortimer exists. If they were doing, wasn't that Kennedy kid that got treated so horribly? Was a sister or a daughter or something?
I don't recall.
The Disney Mickey Mouse fandom.com says Mortimer attempts to flirt with any female character on screen, which might also indicate the reason the relationship between him and Minnie was abolished. Also, Mortimer can be seen as rather sexist.
I mean, Pepe Le Pew.
Aside from his cocky and sexist attitude, Mortimer proves to be time and time again rather intelligent and crafty. Not bad, all in all. At least he's intelligent and crafty.
Yeah. That's just what you want in your potential predators. Skill sets. Well, I'm glad we were able to do this for our friend today. Mark this as one of my favorite episodes we've ever recorded.
It's, Thank you.
Oh, make sure you join us for Two Chunks Movie Club, or Teach Meech Tooch Mooch, as a lot of people on the streets are referring to it. Keep with us this year as we try some new things, as we experiment, as we have a lot of fun. I anticipate this year being a lot more loosey-goosey and a lot funnier than last year, because last year was not funny, dude. So don't even try and tell me that it was funny.
I didn't even think I laughed.
This year's finally our year. Rise and grind. This is our year. Your network is your net worth. To end today's episode, I'd like for each of us to say our name and, on a scale of 1 to 10, how hard we would go to Disney World right now. For Two Chunks, Jordan, 10. It's a full 10 for me. I literally want to plan a trip to Disney World right now. It sounds awesome.
I'm Doge, and I do have a tab open looking at what it costs, like tickets to go to Disney World.
I could use a little magic.
Disney World in so long.
I could use a little magic. I would love to go to
Disney World, actually.
I'm Carter, and 10. Yeah. Here's the thing. Chelsea, okay, has helped to plan and legitimately enjoys the process of helping people get to Disney. It would not feel like too much if you were to be like, hey, we're thinking about going. Can you help us out, Chelbasa? And she would be happy to do that.
Noted. Mm.
Is Chelsea a Disney adult? Would Chelsea pass these examinations?
She has a lot of ears. So that would be a bit more on the extreme.
I almost asked how many pairs of ears were in your house, but I figured that wouldn't be fair to you.
She's also, I think she would know about the bathrooms as well. Like which ones are the best. I don't know, man. Our scores might be pretty similar. I don't know if she's much more. She's casual. She's more about like curating an experience and just navigating it really well than worshiping it.
It's powerful.
Yeah. That's probably good.
It's really powerful. Click us.
Click on it.
That's how it happens.